Each and every Monday is $9 Monday at both wagertalk.com and sportsmemo.com, when all daily picks packages are priced at only $9, including 5% best bets, normally priced at $35. As an added bonus, any picks packages loaded early for overnight Tuesday or action during the week will also be priced at $9 until midnight on Monday. So make sure to take advantage of getting these $25 and $35 picks for only $9 before the clock strikes 12 and they return to regular price.
Hey guys, welcome in. A very happy Monday to you now, the 6th of February, 2023. It is the calm before the craziness all week long. There's a game on Sunday, the final football game of the year, but there is plenty of action in the association as well as college basketball to keep us amused before we get there. And we've got a couple of games tonight we're going to break down, see if we can find a couple of edges. Maybe even a few best bets. Steve Merrill's going to do math, and we're off and running on this $9 Monday. So, gentlemen, welcome in Andy Lang, Teddy Covers, 2 R's, 1 L, Steve Merrill in the house. And, Andy, quite the week for the prop bettor. And I know you've been cruising here, man. You've been doing your homework. So on a $9 Monday, what might be available for folks over at wagertalk.com on your page?
Yeah, it's been a great start to 2023. We're up in, just about every sport. We had a really great UFC weekend. We've turned a profit in all 5 golf tournaments so far this year. So really proud of that. And this week is incredible. We have a 5% Super Bowl play. And I'm actually going to include my golf plays with that 5%. Super Bowl play. The reason is the waste management, the crazy insane is in Arizona, right where the Super Bowl is. So it all correlates. It's going to be crazy. So if you want to grab the 5% Super Bowl play, it's $9 on $9 Monday. We have an NBA best bet that's up. No complaints so far for 2023. Looking forward to keep the momentum going.
And I'll throw in there, guys, too. Make sure you check out Andy during the week. New show here on Wager Talk. Called Extra, Wager Talk Extra. Talk about golf, talk about UFC. We talk about all those sports there, horse racing. You name it, we've got you covered there. And Andy is on all week long. NASCAR also, Andy, wanted to mention that I know you're ready to roll there. So it is a good time of year, even though football is leaving us, Teddy, after this week, but plenty of action on the hardwood. And oh yeah, pitchers and catchers will be here next week. That's a whole different animal. What's going on over at wagertalk.com or sportsmemo.com on a $9 Monday?
Football doesn't end after this week. You got XFL, you got the Arena Leagues coming back.
Oh, that's a good point. Yes.
Coming up this spring for those who are interested. That being said, right now my focus, obviously the Super Bowl and basketball. The basketball's been real good. Number one handicapper at both Wager Talk and sportsmemo.com, net basketball profits over the last 365 days. And it's been real good in both college and the NBA in recent weeks. I have a single best bet available in NBA action for $9 Monday, as well as a 5% big ticket report for the big game on Sunday.
Listen, 8 games here tonight. Teddy's locked and loaded on one of them for you guys on his page, $9 Monday. I have no idea what Merrill has got cooking up here. There's going to be a calculator, all sorts of division. Is it a $9 Monday, Merrill? I'm hearing otherwise for you. What's going on?
Yes. College basketball best bet, NBA best bet, Super Bowl 57 best bet. All 3 are available for $9. But just out of spite and to prove to Andy Lang that $9 Monday does not apply to me, I made a 2-for-1 special with the 2 basketball games, so you could actually get them for $4.50. It's $4.50 Monday for Steve Merrill, wagertalk.com. In all seriousness, coming for you, Teddy. So far, number 1 in units won in all sports in 2023, so it's been a great start for the year, And that's football and basketball combined on sides. And I've got three of them right now at $9 Monday, SteveMerrillWagerTalk.com.
All right, guys. Any which way you cut it, there's money to be made here tonight. And you know who knows that pretty well? The Contrarian Gods on a 12-3 run, from what I understand now. And they wanted me to alert you all to that before you give them the finger here with this play. They're going to look tonight at, well, of course they are. Look at this. The Brooklyn Nets now getting 8. That's it, huh? 8 is what they are getting here tonight. And yes, we know, no Kyrie anymore. Don't know if necessarily that's a bad thing. However, Simmons still questionable, it looks like. No Seth Curry here tonight. So a little shorthanded, the Nets. But hey, don't sleep on them here tonight. Obviously, it's a little inflated. And Andy, I don't know, you in agreement with the Contrarian Gods here that maybe, just maybe, the Nets can keep it within this number at home tonight?
Who would have ever predicted that the combination of Kevin Durant, James Harden, Ben Simmons, Kyrie Irving, and a first-time head coach in Steve Nash would not last? I can't believe it. Shocker. I cannot believe that stable group of people didn't work out. Listen, you know I love the Contrarian Gods. I'm not with them tonight. I want no part of this Brooklyn team. I know that when the star players are out, these guys can come out very motivated and they can cover spreads. I'm looking at this roster that the Nets are going to have. But they don't have C as well. I don't believe they're going to be playing with their trade pieces yet. So it is, the cupboard is very, very bare tonight. And you've got the Clippers coming to the end of their road trip. But they are rested. So I think it's going to be a long night for the Brooklyn Nets. I was searching for props, and I came across the same game parlay that I like. These are on the domestics. If you just click on the same game parlay, you have all the alternate lines. And a couple of them that I really like if you put them together. There's two of them. I'll take Nick Claxton's rebounds and lower it to 8.5. He's gone over this total in 12 out of 14 games. And with the depleted roster tonight, he's going to have to play a ton of minutes, like it or not, even if it's a blowout. These guys are all going to have to play a lot, not a lot of players suiting up. And he's going to be their biggest rebounder by far tonight. So look for Nick Claxton to go over 8.5 rebounds. And I'm going to combine that with the Clippers over 107.5 for their team total. I just don't know where the defense is going to come from going up against Kawhi and Paul George. The Clippers have only gone under this team total twice recently. One was against Milwaukee and one was against Cleveland. Those are really good defensive teams. And against Cleveland, Kawhi and Paul George were not playing. So for -130, call it -130 on the domestics, you can get Claxton over 8.5 rebounds in the Clippers, 107.5. But as for the spread, I'm going to pass on the Contrarian Gods. I don't want the Nets +8 tonight.
All right. Doesn't want the Nets +8. Teddy, of course it's the Brooklyn Nets. What are you thinking here tonight with this matchup?
Yeah, things that no one could have possibly predicted, right? Yeah. Just so you know, Kyrie's not going to work out in Dallas either. FYI. So I had the pleasure of stepping in front of the Nets on Saturday with the Washington Wizards. I was lucky enough to get the bet in early to get a +3 on that ballgame, and then watched as the Wizards completely collapsed in the second half, and Cam Thomas went absolutely nuts in that ballgame. It was the Cam Thomas show. He went 16-23 from the field. He had a career-high 44. I went back and looked through his game logs. He'd scored more than 30 once in his NBA career prior to that 44-point outburst. But that was the offense the Nets needed. Tonight, they should have T.J. Warren back in the lineup. Sure, they have Sumner, who's a good offensive force. Claxton's been real good down low. Joe Harris, who didn't play much the other night, he's a little banged up. He's expected to be good to go tonight. And I don't trust the Clips to lay this price. This is not where we want the point spread range for the Clippers. We want the Clippers as short favorites. You want the Clippers as dogs and step up in class games. I don't want the Clippers. They tend to play up or down to the level of competition. They haven't been winning games by margin at all on this road trip. And there's talk about urgency for the Clips tonight after they've blown a couple of leads. I get it. Nets are pass.
Yeah, it's certainly getting inflated there, Merrill. So what do you think? At home here, end of a long trip here for the Clip. Are you taking the eight, or are you going to go against the contrarian odds?
This is definitely a contrarian call. There might be only one game that's more contrarian, actually, from the numbers I'm looking at, and you guys didn't dare use it, and that would be our producer, Roberts. Houston Rockets. Sacramento, by the way, for what it's worth, is looking very public tonight. I would have been more comfortable. You know, it's bad when you say you'd be more comfortable with the Rockets as a home dog getting seven than the Nets getting eight. But I probably would have been more comfortable with them. Oh, there we go. At least I wasn't frozen. I was just waiting. I wanted to take a break. I was hoping he'd freeze me. Now, the adjustment here is crazy. And, I mean, don't forget, you know, Paul George, Kawhi Leonard playing the other night. I know they're back in the mix as well. But I do think this looks a little pricey. And it's gone from six up to eight now. Hard to make a case for the Nets other than what Andy mentioned, that, you know, these shorthanded teams do cover more times than not. The one caveat, of course, there is that those are normally teams that aren't very good. You still feel like the Nets might have a target on their back as far as the Clippers are concerned. It's a big-name team still. But I'll take a shot with the Nets and the contrarian gods, but not a game I'll be using on my card tonight.
Yeah, total seems to be creeping up there as well for those of you intrigued in that game. But the contrarian gods, they'll take the eight with the Brooklyn Nets tonight, taking on the Clippers. Let's take a look here at this featured matchup here tonight in the NBA. One that, well, there should be some points, to say the least, as the Portland Trailblazers hosting the Milwaukee Bucks here tonight. 242 is what the total's up to. Four and a half now. It's starting to creep towards the Milwaukee Bucks side here. 10 o'clock, just after 10 o'clock Eastern time tip. And I don't know. Teddy, can anybody beat Milwaukee? Anybody?
Anyone could, but I don't know that Portland can. So right now I've got the Bucks at the top of my power ratings with Boston, with Philly, with Denver. They're all within a half point of one another at the top. So there are teams that can compete with Milwaukee. There are teams that can beat Milwaukee. I'm not convinced the Blazers are going to be one of those teams tonight. This is a game where I'm only looking at the road favorite. And it has everything to do with the situational spot for Portland. Portland now fourth game in six nights. They had an OT affair. They had a back-to-back affair. And the quotes after they blew a 17-point lead in Chicago over the weekend, Damian Lillard. When I see a quote like this, it stands out to me like a red flag. Quote, you start to feel some fatigue. You have some mistakes and some breakdowns and stuff like that. I think something is probably being out there. So clearly, Portland, from a situational standpoint, they played fairly well. They had a successful road trip. They've been all over the country and bouncing back home with only, you know, with one day between games here. In my mind, that's not enough to face a Bucks team that is starting to click right now. Portland's won consistently. Milwaukee has won consistently in Portland. They won by this margin three of their last four visits. I think they make it 4-5 tonight. Give me the Bucks.
All right, back in the Bucks here tonight. Not a train you want to get in front of here, Andy, but is there a prop or two here in this one that might be intriguing?
Yeah, actually, my 4% bet up at Wager Talk is actually in this game. I can give you just leaning, but my best play of the night is in this game. It's up. I would like to piggyback off what Teddy said. I was looking at the fatigue factor as well, especially with Damian Lillard. He has been doing so much. I mean, look at these point totals, 60, 30, 42, 42, 29, 40. And they've not been against the absolute best defensive teams. You know, you got Atlanta in there, Washington, Chicago. So I think this might be where the fit catches up. So I'm going to just try and fade his points, rebounds, and assists. It's a 46.5. He only had 10 rebounds in Chicago. He only had 9. So in order to get over this 46.5, he's going to have another 35 to 38 point game to get there. And he's not going to go over this points, rebounds, and assists. I think this is a really good spot to take an under against Lillard against this Milwaukee Bucks, who have just really started playing much better defense. So it's a lean in this one. My strongest play, though, is the 4% that's up right now.
All right, there you go here, guys. What do you think, Merrill, here? Portland at home catching what? 4.5 here? Is that something you'd be interested in?
I don't think on the surface it's a great spot for Milwaukee. I do wish we were getting a little bit more than just 4.5 because it kind of becomes a straight-up win situation, and you'd hate to go against a team that's on a 7-game win streak and has won 9 of their last 10 overall because Milwaukee's playing excellent basketball. Some signs that maybe they're cooling off, though. Despite winning two of their last 3 wins, they've shot 43 and 41%. They did pick it up against your Miami Heat before heading across country. Now, keep in mind that Miami game was at home on Saturday, and now they're playing this Monday game at Portland, and they have the Lakers on deck. Now, the Laker game isn't until Thursday, so here again, I wish it was like tomorrow night or maybe Wednesday, and I would think it's more of a flat spot. But I think maybe this is a situation where Portland could catch them napping. And the Blazers have gone 5-2 straight up their last 7, including 3 out of 4, and that's 5-2 straight up and against the spread. So I'll lean towards the Blazers here, getting 4.5. Little bit of a line drop. We saw it open 5, 4.5 most spots. One of the leading indicator books offshore is 4. I think Portland's probably the side to be on.
All right. It's a late game there, guys. Tonight should be an interesting one. Let us focus on a total here tonight in our overtime segment. And there are quite a number here of some intriguing totals on the board, but we are going to focus on, who else? The Rockets taking on the Sacramento Kings here. It opened up at 234, 234.5, and this thing has shut up. 238s we're seeing now in the marketplace. The Kings, second of a back-to-back. Looks like help is on the way, or maybe not for the Rockets here, though they do have a whole bunch of guys look like they're going to be available here. When you put it all together, Teddy, do you trust this thing to go up and over, or are you a little bit leaning towards the under in this one?
So it's not an easy call, but I have to lean under in this ballgame. I understand what happened the first two meetings between these two teams this year, where we saw Sacramento hang 139 and 135. On Houston, both those games flew over the total. Between the two games, I think the Kings, they hit 19 three-pointers in one and 20 in the other. So they were able to get plenty of good perimeter looks against the Rockets. And, of course, we saw the Rockets last time out, as big a no-show as you'll ever see in the game against Oklahoma City. That game was over in the first quarter. No Eric Gordon on the court. I was talking with our behind-the-scenes guru, Robert Harris, prior to the show, saying Eric Gordon's the key guy for Houston from a point spread perspective. He is expected back tonight. His veteran leadership makes all the difference. When the other teams are going on a run and Eric Gordon has a ball in his hands, all of a sudden the Rockets have a good possession and they end the run. When he's not on the floor, when he's not in the lineup, that veteran leadership is sorely lacking for Houston. Gordon's back tonight, all right? So is De'Aaron Fox. They're expected to be back for Sacramento. We'll see for sure in the not-too-distant future. But both guys expect to be back on the floor. Now, De'Aaron Fox is someone who makes Sacramento's offense click. He's an over guy. Gordon, not necessarily that. He's a guy who stems runs. But the key here for me is defensively. Both of these teams are playing well better than their season averages. You look at the Kings. They're coming off that bad game against New Orleans. Prior to that, 107, 109, 111 in overtime, 117, 113, 100 in their last 6 games. I think last time I was in the show, I read a quote from Mike Brown talking about, I'm only playing the guys who are playing defense right now. Lo and behold, what do we got? 6-1 to the under the last 7. And the no-show was last game. So I expect the defensive effort this time around. Houston, guess what? I watched it with my own eyes. They're playing defense right now, too. Again, prior to the buck 53 they allowed against Oklahoma City, they have a buck 17, 106, 114, 113, 108, 114, 113, their previous 7 games. They're not getting run off the court the same way. Only 2 of those games snuck over the total. The rest all unders for Houston. So to make a short story long, I think under is the way to go tonight, especially with the markets moving in the other direction. I understand De'Aaron Fox is back. That makes Sacramento quicker. And if the Kings hit another 20, 25 three-pointers tonight, it's not going to get there. But both these teams trending under, and the markets aren't necessarily paying all that much attention in this little break here, or this little stretch before the All-Star.
Yeah, I mean, they just not hitting threes like they used to there with Sacramento. So, Andy, are you focusing on anybody in the prop market in this game? Over, under, what are you thinking?
Yeah, Teddy mentioned him. Eric Gordon. Going to go back to his over points, rebounds, and assists. Last time I was on here, we gave out his rebounds and assists. I'm going to throw his points in there. The Kings give up 32 points, rebounds, and assists to shooting guards a game, and the books only have his number at 20.5. He's just been a stat machine since Jalen Green and KPJ went out. I know Green is back, but I got to tell you, he did not look fully healthy. I believe he was 3 of 13 from the field. I want him to keep playing plus minute, and he's well rested. His last game got edge, and we're going to get complete effort. He's had 31, 31, and 36 ERA in three games. We have that big of a game, and can a little bit of a dip in his production if Jalen Green does play well. But I think just the minutes alone, he should get there. His rest, he should get there. And I know the Kings have been playing much better team defense. They're still giving up some points to the guards on the perimeter. So I'm going to keep rolling with Eric Gordon over his points, rebounds, and assists until they get Green and KPJ back and healthy. Until then, Aaron Gordon over me.
All right, going up and over there for Eric Gordon here tonight. Merrill, what do you think here, man? Is get right spot Sacramento bombs away again, having De'Aaron Fox back, or is it you're a little worried about the over in this one?
I'm very worried about producer Robert buzzing me again, so I've got to tread lightly how I talk about this game. I don't know how he feels about overs or unders. I know how he feels about the Houston Rockets. By the way, I was saying I would back them as the home dog being a contrarian play, and he still buzzed me. I can only imagine if I... I got him all confused. I'm in his head now, guys. I'm in the producer's head. That's your goal in every show. This one's gone from 234.5 up to about 238. So there has been money on the over, but I'm not in a hurry to jump on the over with Sacramento. This is a team, if you took away the equation, these are two terrible defensive teams, and just said, look, this team's gone under 8 of their last 10. They'd gone under 6 straight until the last game, which totaled 240, barely went over this total. You wouldn't be in a hurry to play the over. One thing that did jump out about the earlier meetings, very high scoring, as Teddy said, 135 points and 129 at halftime in each game so far this season. However, they've made the necessary adjustment on the first half line, and in my opinion, at least 123. That means the second half projection is just 115. So you're talking about 8 points higher for the first half. So I think it takes away that option. I'll actually lean under here. Not something that's going to make my card. But once again, Sacramento has played a lot of unders recently, and they've shot 43% or worse in each of their past two games. And don't buzz me, Robert. I know Houston's not a great defensive team, but they've actually played pretty good defense. Other than giving up 58 against Oklahoma City, they've held each of their previous 7 opponents to 46% or less. They've actually been playing their best defense of the season until the other night. I think the under might actually make some sense here.
Team totals, guys, I'll throw them out there. Sacramento, 122.5. Rockets, 115.5 here. As that total continues to climb, keep an eye on those team totals as well. All right, there you got it. Now it is time, of course, on this card, 8 games, 8 dogs. Let's check out what they look like.
That's my dog. That's my dog. That's my dog. That's my dog. And anybody got to say anything, you let me know. That's my dog.
All right, we got a couple here to look at. Double digits, Detroit and San Antonio. We've got Dallas close to double digits. OKC, Portland there, along with the Houston Rockets. We just talked about the Brooklyn Nets. And, of course, the Washington Wizards coming in as a slight dog here tonight. So when you put it all together, Andy, is there one of these dogs might be barking for you tonight?
That is one of the motliest crews of dogs I've ever seen in the show. I mean, are you serious? The Pistons, the Wizards, the depleted Nets, Rockets, Spurs, depleted Dallas, OKC, Portland. Okay. Well, Teddy sniped me in the Slack channel by getting to Oklahoma City first. So I'm gonna go way out on a limb. I'm gonna go with the Detroit Pistons here. Nice. So yeah, so, you know, no Marcus Smart still. And it looks like Jaylen Brown is probably going to sit tonight. He's been questionable all day. They got a big game against Philly coming up. And I They are a bad shooting night from Jason Tatum away from being in trouble. And we saw last game against Phoenix. Tatum was bad from the field. Even though Jaylen Brown was good at the game, he really struggled on offense. They are so Tatum dependent, especially if Brown is out. There's another iffy game. I think the Pistons keep this close. The Pistons are in a bit of a roll, Joe, as they have won one out of their last two games. So look out from Detroit. Quite the spread. I looked; they've actually only won back to back games twice this season. So they're going to try and make it two out of three. I think if Tatum gets off to a slow start, Detroit starts feeling pretty good, and this could become a close game.
Well, Celtics 1-7 in their last eight against the number. My goodness, laying double digits tonight. Aren't Andy's all over Detroit? +10.5. All right, Teddy, let the cat out of the bag here, man. I'm guessing you go OKC here. What do you think?
You don't even need to ask. When the dogs look like this, OKC's always the choice.
It's so true.
And look, there's dumber moves to make than every time you see Oklahoma City as an underdog. Bet on. At +3 or higher this year, my numbers show Oklahoma City 22 wins, 8 losses, 1 push. That's no brainer. It's not rocket science. This team's been undervalued. This team steps up well in class. When they're dogs, we want our money on them. Oh, they're in short turnaround revenge. Steph Curry absolutely lit them up in OKC the other night. It was 38-20 after one. Steph Curry, 38 points. He had 8 three-pointers. He had 12 assists. He had 8 rebounds. He did everything for Golden State in that game. But Seth Curry's on the bench now until after the All-Star break. And now we're looking at a depleted Rocket squad. And we have an OKC team with that track record, with that short turnaround revenge. No brainer. Thunder plus the points.
Thunder plus the points. All right. So we got Detroit the points, Oklahoma City the points. All right, Merrill, which one of these dogs are you looking at here tonight?
Yeah, we touched on this one earlier, but I'm going to use it because I don't think it is a great dog card overall, as Andy said. But I think it's a spot where Portland could be a live dog tonight. First of all, the Blazers have won 5 of their last 7, both straight up and against the spread, so they're in good current form. The problem, of course, is that the Bucks are even better current form, having won 7 straight and 9 of their last 10 overall. But I do think this is not a great scheduling spot for the Bucks, as I mentioned earlier, because first of all, come off a high-profile win against not only the Clippers but also the Heat before leaving home for this current extended 3-game West Coast trip, and it starts tonight in Portland. Non-conference road favorite. They've also got the Lakers on deck in a few days. I think it's more of a letdown spot for Milwaukee, and I have no problem backing Portland as they are in good current form. So I think the Portland Trailblazers, one of the more live dogs on the card tonight on Monday.
All right, there you go, guys. 8 games in total. Some ugly dogs here tonight. Now, let's check out some best bets. All right, you guys know how it works. We throw 60 seconds on the clock. These guys can do whatever the hell they want with it as long as they drop us a best bet in there. And again, 8 games. Andy, which one might you be looking at for a best bet here tonight?
Well, if you want to cut to Teddy and Steve cringing when I go over this, there's no way that they're going to hate this. But follow me. I'm doing the Kyrie moneyline parlay tonight. Ooh. So I'm going to start with the Jazz on the money line. I think the Mavericks are throwing this game away. No Dorian Finney-Smith, no Dinwiddie, no Luka, no Kyrie. Jazz are well rested. They're 6-3 in their last 9 home games. Mavericks 0-5 this season without Luka. So give me the Jazz, who are going to beat the Mavericks, who don't have Kyrie. I'm going to take the Bulls money line as well. They've won 3 out of 4. LaVine, Vucevic, and DeRozan are playing good. San Antonio has lost 8 in a row and 13 out of 14. In fact, their only win since January 7th is against the Brooklyn Nets, who did not have Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant. Guess who the Clippers play tonight?
Oh, no.
The Brooklyn Nets without Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant. So give me the Jazz money line, Bulls money line, and Clippers money line. Parlay it together for even money. You're welcome, America.
That smells like shit. Because that's exactly what that is right there. Teddy, talk to me. Please.
You're just jealous. You're jealous you didn't come up with it. You're jealous you didn't come up with that.
I'll keep it a little more straightforward. That being said, it's one of those. You bet three teams to win. All they got to do is win. You don't need to worry about point spreads in that one. Best of luck with your wager, Mr. Lang. I'm going to go to the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., and let's bet against the Wizards. Wizards, the first team in the last 25 years to blow 20-point leads on back-to-back nights and lose both games outright. They lost folks at home against the Blazers. But the key is the injuries. Now, Beal may play tonight. The money coming in on Washington is telling me they think Beal's going to get in the lineup. Beal's not the key guy for Washington. Kuzma is. Kuzma is out. Their offense does not work without him on the floor. He's the creator. Beal's the shot maker. Kuzma's the creator. Cavs, 5-3 straight up in the second of back-to-backs. They had it easy yesterday in Indiana. Starters rested down the stretch. They are fresh for this ballgame. Fade the Wizards without Kuzma. Cleveland, -1.
Boom! Yeah, not seeing Donovan Mitchell anywhere either. So that looks to be pretty good news in this spot here as well. All right, Merrill, you got 60 seconds here. Which one of these games are you looking at for a best bet?
Going to get to a free NBA best bet for the show here in just a moment. Quick reminder, I do have a free college basketball play for a big ESPN game tonight on national TV for Monday on my page for free right now at wagertalk.com. Also, three best bets for $9 Monday, one NBA, one college hoops, and, of course, Super Bowl 57 as well. It's your only chance to get the Super Bowl for just $9 because it's $9 Monday at wagertalk.com. Also, last night to get the buy one, get one free, 50% instant discount on a full month of college and pro hoops, number one ranked in units one in all sports in 2023 at wagertalk.com. Check it out, Steve Merrill, wagertalk.com. Let's look at under the total between the Mavericks and the Jazz, under 222.5 tonight for a free play on Monday. Luka's out. Mavericks are throwing this game away. Normally, that leads to playground style. The total has gone up a couple points because of it, but they just played without Luka against the Jazz the other week, and that game did not come near this total. A total just 208. And the Mavericks struggle. Look for it to be under the total tonight. Jazz and Mavs stay under on Monday.
Under. All right, there you go here, guys. Plenty of opportunities here to make it a profitable evening. Let's recap it one more. Oh, good Lord. So Andy has got the dog tonight is going to be Detroit barking. But his best bet is just fantastic here. Utah, Chicago, and the Clippers. Put him in a money line parlay. Even money. Woo! That's going to go down. Let's asterisk that and come back to it, will you, later on in a week. Fantastic stuff there. Teddy, though, he's going, hey, if it ain't broke, don't freaking fix it. OKC is a dog, damn it. Give it to him. He's taking him at +4. His best bet is going to be Cleveland tonight, handling business against the Wizards, while Merrill... He says Portland is going to be a live dog here tonight. He likes him barking, +4.5. His best bet, though, is going to be the total in that Dallas-Utah game. He's looking for that to go under the 222.5. And the contrarian gods, they ain't buying the Clippers, laying 8. They're backing the Brooklyn Nets plus the points here. And $9 Monday, guys, means... If you head over to wagertalk.com, you can visit Andy Lang, Steve Merrill, and Teddy Coverage. You can also grab Teddy over at sportsmemo.com. $9 best bets right now. If it is up and available, it is $9. Visit them here today. College, NBA, a lot of great stuff happening here tonight. The NHL is back. There's a little something for everyone over at wagertalk.com. Let's make it a very profitable $9 Monday here by partnering up with these three gentlemen. And, of course, tomorrow we'll be back. More NBA action as we lead up to the All-Star break here in the association and a trade deadline. So hold on. It could be an awful lot of fun this week. All sorts of good opportunities here to cash some tickets. Come back and join us on behalf of Andy, Steve, and Teddy. We appreciate the time, guys. Best of luck with all your plays tonight. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Good luck.
Lock in all sports, all plays, all 5% best bets from now until Super Bowl 58 on February 11, 2024. From your favorite Wager Talk or Sports Memo handicapper for only $11.99 versus the regular price of $19.99 for a total savings of $800. This limited time super discount basically is 52 weeks at $23 per week, less than the price of one 4% play coming out to only $3.29 per day. With the cost of a 30-day all-access priced at $299, it is almost like getting 8 30-day all-access passes at no additional cost. As an added bonus, your all-access starts immediately, so the sooner you buy before Super Bowl, the more additional days you get for free.